I never intended to join the G-Police. A lot of vets did after the collapse, but I'd seen enough killing. And killing's what it's all about. When they first hit the colonies, the G-Police operated like any other Earth-based force. They got slaughtered by the truckload, and it was clear that the frontiers required more forceful policing. Close air support was introduced in the shape of the AG-60 Havoc. I'd flown these babies on Mars during the war, and they were past their prime even then. Lack of funding from Earth means that these ships are still in frontline service. Second-hand machines formed by second-hand crews. Which doesn't make the job any easier. G-Police are supposed to represent government authority in the colonies. But I knew the score. Most smart cops did now. Keep the population under control and try and turn a blind eye to any shady corporation deals. G-Police are all volunteers. Usually vets with time on their hands. There's a few high-minded idealists who think they can make a difference, but the majority are just running from problems back on Earth. The G-Police ask no questions. If you're willing and you're up to it, you're in. Elaine Slater was one of the idealists. She was on her fourth tour as a Havoc pilot on Callisto, and now she's dead. Another good cop among many. They don't keep count anymore, but Elaine Slater was different. She was my sister. The inquiry gave a verdict of suicide linked to stress and depression. I didn't buy that. Elaine had won commendations for closing a couple of big cases, and she'd even hinted at a new romance. Depression just didn't fit the picture. If I didn't believe the suicide verdict, that left only one option. Someone murdered her and went to the trouble of covering it up. I had to know the truth. With a couple of street contacts and most of my savings, I bought a new identity and signed up as a Havoc pilot in the colonies. My military record got me a posting to the main hotspot, Callisto, to Elaine's old unit. I knew I'd have to watch my back out there. If anyone found out I was Elaine's brother, I was as good as dead.